You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. You can also get us on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, the number, the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to be part of the conversation. And you can also join us on Twitter, at Barton Hahn, as well on Instagram. Bart Scott, last night in this area, and you know, again, we mentioned yesterday for everybody this hurricane that came through that started in the Gulf waste all throughout Louisiana, Mississippi, and then worked its way up. It hit the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut in ways that, like I said, we've seen a lot of storms here,
right?
But that to me was one of the most jarring experiences because I don't think we thought it was going to be as strong as it was. Tornadoes, flooding, I mean, mass flooding. You're seeing cars abandoned on the roads as we're heading our way into here. And it just, really, the only word I can come up with, Bart, is jarring. Last night's experience here, that's how I felt.
It was unexpected. And, you know, depending on what area you were in, I mean, whether you're in South Jersey, you know, North Jersey, Long Island, Queens, like, you got a little different experience, right? Brooklyn was flooded, right? You know, Edgewater got rocks coming from the mountains that flushed out into the streets. Mm. You got, you know, I thought you were going to say we were sponsored by Grand Theft Auto. You know, made me think about all the carnage that was out there, people having to abandon their vehicles and just leave.
Literally, that's what you saw, like coming in on the highway, cars just sitting randomly that you could tell floated from one spot to another.
Yeah.
That people just decided, I've got to get out of here, and left their cars. And just so now, everybody trying to get to work this morning.
And we understand how important we are to our listeners. So we battled through it.
Of course. You know, we got here. We're not going to tell you when we got here, but we were here in time for the start of the show.
The opening music.
That's
allegedly.
That's what we'll let you know. We did get here, though. We did battle through. But still,
for you, the people.
But we know everybody, you know, those who, we certainly hope everybody is safe. There's everything that we have to deal with, cleanup. The flooding aspect of things,
the mud.
You know, there was
so much mud. Everywhere.
There was some devastation as well. I mean, there was loss of life, which is, of course, is something that always, you know, hits you hard when you think about that after just a simple a storm. So again, we are there for you, but we also are experiencing it with you as well. So again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Barton Hahn. We want you to power your big ideas during Dell's Labor Day event by taking advantage of limited quantity deals. Save up to $300 on select Dell XPS computers and Alienware systems powered by Intel Core processors, and all with free shipping. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. And as I mentioned, we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. Hey, Bart, college football's back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Let's get right into some straight talk, by the way, straight talk wireless part, because we are, as schools are opening, some schools are opening right now, some schools are already underway, some, you know, next week, but we are right now in, it feels like fall, and that means football.
One week.
Seven whole days.
Sing it, Tony.
Well, we're going to hear from Tom Brady, we're going to hear from Dak Prescott, we're going to hear from the Bucs and the Cowboys as they will kick off the coming season for the NFL. And there's great expectations, really, for both of those teams, right? I mean, the Bucs, they want to run it back. They want to win another Super Bowl.
They brought everybody back.
They did. I mean, literally brought everybody back. And Tom Brady thinks it might be his best year ever at the age of 44. Could it happen? But let's look at the other team, America's team. Yeah. The Cowboys are that team. Are they, like, they every year it feels like they're that tease.
They're the paper chaps.
They are the tease. They are that team where you're like, man, there's just so much about the Cowboys that makes you feel like this is big time. And when is it going to be the year where all the hype matches the production? Dak Prescott back from injury. The offensive line also healthy.
Intact.
Ezekiel Elliott in shape, as you mentioned. Contract time.
Greatest shake of the life.
Yes. So when you look at that on top of the expectations of, you know, a young player like CeeDee Lamb, a defense that is young but a new defensive coordinator, what are the real expectations for the Cowboys this season? And should we be talking about them amongst contenders?
I feel like whenever you talk about the Dallas Cowboys, it's always with a caveat, right? It's always with a but or if.
Yes.
You know, they should be good, but they're the Cowboys, mm-hmm. and they let us down over and over and over and over again. They should be good if mm-hmm. they stay healthy, right? Because you think about the talent that they have at the wide receiver position. You think about the offensive line. They still have three war daddies if they can stay healthy. Last year, Tyron Smith goes down. Lionel Collins goes down. And then Ezekiel Elliott struggles because he's trying to do too much. That defense was horrible. Like I said, that defense last year couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag if I cut a slit in it before I put them inside of it. You know, they go out and get Quinn, which, you know, to some people would say, you know, the Legion of Boom and all that stuff that they had, you know, his success being out there with the Seattle Seahawks, that same success didn't carry over when he was a head coach with the Atlanta Falcons. But when you look at the personnel, Parsons, Banderich, Jaylen Brown, Keanu Neal, Gregory, Lawrence, Diggs, it should be better,
mm-hmm.
and that's all the offense like that needs, but it's if they stay healthy.
That's always been the thing with the Cowboys, if they stay healthy.
Yeah, because they're razor thin. They're razor thin. They don't have a lot of depth, right? The depth is gone, right? If, you know, if one of the receivers goes down or if Ezekiel goes down, it's a significant drop-off from Ezekiel Elliott to the next running back. Significant drop-off at the tight end position. Significant drop-off in the backup tackle, guard.
Linebacker has been an issue, but they do at least have depth at that position.
And I'm surprised they still have Jalen Smith on the roster because through all reports, you know, maybe his contract, he's the highest paid linebacker that they have on the squad. But, you know, Keanu Neal has been filling in at weak side linebacker. Parsons a stud. Banderich is the wild card.
But Dak Prescott is the story.
Oh,
is he not? Like,
absolutely.
He's the story.
We did all that to get to Dak Prescott.
Of course, because I really do, though, I believe that the offensive line, like most teams, but especially the Cowboys, the offensive line is everything for them because they have a great offensive line when they're healthy. I mean, they've got some guys that are some serious blocks of granite in front of their quarterback.
Yeah.
But Dak Prescott is coming back from the ankle issue. He broke his ankle. It was a gruesome injury. Came back. His shoulder became an issue now during training camp. We haven't seen him in live action.
Right.
We haven't seen him get hit. So what are we to expect? And, you know, and what is the concern level for you about if Dak Prescott doesn't look like Dak Prescott in live action right out of the gate? Will it start to become those whispers, those questions of whether or not they need to go get Cam Newton or they need to have an insurance policy just in case Dak isn't ready to go?
Yeah, because just if you don't know who their backup is it Garrett Gilbert? Sounds like, what's Eaton Gilbert great or something like that. You know what I mean? He doesn't even
sound. Benvenucci is on the practice squad now.
It doesn't even sound like it was killing Gilbert great, right? So, you know, the significant drop-off, you know, the Cowboys aren't one of the teams with a qualified or upper-tier backup. You know, Nick Foles has still not been released. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why he hasn't been released from the Bears. Why they?
But what would you do? Like Dak right out of the gate is playing the Bucs. That's a terrific defense.
Yeah.
And you've talked about this before, but like, what is he facing in just the season opener, which we know we always, week one, we have our irrational takes right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. It's 17 weeks this time, 17 games this time, but it's Dallas, it's the Cowboys. We're going to overreact to everything. So if you're the Bucs, what are you doing to Dak and what could you expose?
Well, first of all, it's a bad matchup, right? Because you would hope that the Cowboys would hope that they can run the ball with Ezekiel Elliott, take some shots down the field, shorten the game, win it at the end. But the problem is terrific times on the other side. And guess what? Not only does he have all his receivers back, he got OJ the Juice Man. So they can go with a jumbo pack to put three tight ends out there. Then how the hell are you going to match up with that? They just have talent all over the place. So it's not about that. It's about Dak trying to have to keep pace with Tom Brady because you know that the resistance on the other side isn't great. And Ty Bowles is going to play to that. He's going to lean to the fact that he knows that he has terrific time, that he has an offense that's in the second year with Tom Brady that should be significantly better and shouldn't struggle like they did at times last year because they have continuity and they know each other. They know what they do well and what they don't do well. Now, on the other side, if I'm Ty Bowles, I'm treating Dak Prescott as a pocket quarterback, not a mobile quarterback, even though we know that he's very mobile. But how confident is he in it? He hasn't taken a hit, like you said. Nobody's jumped on his back. And Ndamukong Suh hasn't come down like King Kong and jumped on his back and pounded him in his chest. How much confidence does he have in that knee or ankle? And other than that, now he has a lat problem that he's been talking to pitchers and baseball teams about how to really rehab. I'm concerned how much zip does he have throwing the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. So guess what? I'm pressing everybody. Listen, no slants, no bubble screens. You ain't getting nothing easy. And what we usually do is we pack the boundary and leave the field open. So if we're going to give anything open, we got to see how accurate you are throwing the ball across the field for only a 15-yard pass across the field is a ball that has to travel 53 yards. Let's see if he has the confidence to put the zip on the ball like that, and let's see if he tweaks a little something.
Well, we got a week certainly to that game, but there's all the anticipation of the season opening. It also is a lot of anticipation about one player who coming back from injury. We've got several of them coming back from injury, very important players for each of their teams, and we'll discuss all of those coming up later on in the show. But we also I want to bring up another one of these brand name teams in the league, the Las Vegas Raiders.
What's this, Blue Magic? I need a brand name, something like that.
Well, yeah.
My bad. I went Frank Lucas on you.
I was trying to, where are you going?
I grabbed the steering wheel. You can have it back. Take the steering wheel back. But, get it back on the road.
But when it comes to the Raiders, though, Mike Mayock has made it pretty clear today, yesterday, I should say, that they have to make the playoffs this year. And it's like, yeah, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, projecting. We call that projecting, right?
And he said, John Gruden and I will both tell you that we both feel we need to be a playoff team this year, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. You guys are going to put that in your headlines, and I understand it, but that's what the expectation is. We think we've done the infrastructure work necessary to put us in position, and we've got to take care of business. And Mark Davis, of course, said, it's nice to hear somebody say that, but let's go out and do it. I'd be much more impressed if they did it. Now, Gruden has a 10-year deal. Yeah. Mayock does not.
Right.
Mayock's got to be the first fall guy to go here, right?
He's projecting. I love the fact that he's Captain Obvious and he's really talking to himself. We've done a good job in putting the infrastructure in.
Yeah.
Like, I've done a good job in bringing good players. John or somebody else has to get them to play, right? As it seems like they want to fire their defensive coach every year. Did they look really good with how many? Their last preseason game, what did they give up? Like 500 yards rushing? Like they for real. Like they gave up like 230.
Defense for the Raiders has just continually been a problem, but they have rebuilt that defense just like they rebuilt the offensive line.
They gave up 230 yards in their last game. That's the crazy part. Every time we think something's fixed, it's not. They went out and got the best. I forget a couple years ago they went out and got the best linebacker from the Rams, and they just haven't seemed to be able to get it. Got rid of Paul Gunther, his homeboy, his Ace Boone Coon. And like let's see, like another Seattle Seahawk, right? Kind of turned the time machine back. And they brought back Gus Bradley,
yes,
right, to be their defense coordinator. So like
teacher.
Let's see how many old school dudes that had success at one time they can come back and bring back, see if that makes a difference. But Mike Mayock is on the hot seat. Not John Gruden. Mike Mayock could be back breaking down.
Well, Mayock was supposed to be the draft guru.
Yeah.
And they have not really.
He's gonna be breaking down arm strength for ESPN. He's gonna be back with us or NFL Network, you know, breaking down the out routes patterns of receivers if he don't get his act together
soon. Yeah. Okay. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 here in New York City. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to be part of the conversation. But as we talk about, of course, quarterback like Dak Prescott, we talk about the NFC East and, you know, what you potentially could see there. And I know you and Mel Kiper both believed more in the Giants than you do in the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But something else that you were on Get Up this morning, so was Mel Kiper. And, you know, something else that's been being discussed here is the AFC East, and we mentioned this yesterday. Let's go deeper into it.
Yeah.
AFC East is going to be really interesting going forward because, you know, you have a lot of young quarterbacks. Oldest. But one that has really gotten everybody's attention is Mac Jones. And he said this, and I know you heard it, so I want you to react. He said Mac Jones, he's being told by scouts, Mac Jones' skill success floor. All right? So basically it's like his success, the best or worst. His ceiling would be Drew Brees. His floor, Kirk Cousins. Now,
I love these people.
You've watched him a lot.
I love these people.
that sounds to me like he's going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback for many years to come. Because I mean, Kirk Cousins at your floor. Kirk Cousins certainly isn't an all-time great, but he's top half of the league quarterback.
My point,
very
man.
Productive.
Like, come on, man. Like, let's stop it. Like, listen, I understand.
And why was he the fifth taken in a five quarterback draft? Then,
right,
if he's
that
good.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because I think that he has the lowest ceiling out of everybody. Now, what do you get? And people try to criticize me. What do you get when you get an Alabama player? You get a player that's close to his ceiling, a player that has really almost squeezed out every ounce of juice there, right? Because you know they're coached well. You know that they understand the pro game. They're in a pro-style offense. So, like, you're not going to see a huge jump like you saw with Josh Allen. Right, Josh Allen, one year he wasn't accurate, he couldn't hit anybody. When it got
Stephon Diggs changed everything,
right,
for him.
Right, but he also changed his throwing motion and became more accurate on all his passes, right? So now, like, you're not going to see that because Mac Jones has been coached up. He's been coached up by Sarkisian. He's been coached up by, like, some of the best offensive coordinators, guys that have had, you know, their feet prints in the NFL.
Right.
So, like, when he comes here, this is about the best you're going to get. So early on, they're usually the best prepared to be able to make that transition. But at the end of the day, I think you're going to be disappointed because I think that he's probably the fourth best quarterback in this division. Out of this draft class, he might be the fourth best quarterback talent-wise. But New England necessarily doesn't have to have the most talented quarterback out of this draft, but they definitely have to have one that's ready to play.
To play the way they want to play. And that's right. All we keep saying. It's Mac Jones fits the way they want to play,
right.
Not necessarily making him better than Cam Newton. I can't say that enough because I don't think anybody in New England is trying to say Mac Jones is better than Cam Newton. It's just he's better for us and the way they want to play. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. So it doesn't stop there, though, because this is what we do. We get crazy before a season starts, especially about – this was a big quarterback draft, obviously. Five taken in the first round. I mean – you know, will it draw comparisons one day to 1983? You know, you're talking about, again, you know, Jim Kelly, John Elway, Dan Marino, and I'll even throw Ken O'Brien in there because even though Ken O'Brien wasn't an all-time great, he put up prolific numbers in his years with the Jets. 04, we know, Eli, Big Ben, Phillip Rivers, right? That's a big one as well. And we'll see what turns out of the 18 draft. As we know, it's Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, MVP already, and, you know, Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen
to be continued.
On other teams. But this draft, though, with the five quarterbacks taken, you know, Trevor Lawrence is considered like a generational talent, right? That's what everybody – generational talent, right?
Yeah.
And Trey Lance, the Niners moved up to get him, and they're going to use him right away. Justin Fields is pushing to be a starter in Chicago right away out of Ohio State, and the Bears also moved up.
I like how you're waiting for the best for last.
And then there's this. We keep hearing this about Zach Wilson.
Mm.
From BYU, who the Jets took second overall. It's one after the other. We keep hearing. I joked yesterday about Teddy Bruschi thinking he's going to be a rookie, offensive rookie of the year. And I'm like, well, you're setting me up. But it just keeps coming, all these comments. Now it's Tony Romo making a Patrick Mahomes comparison to him.
Yeah.
So
Phil, like, Sims.
Just the AFC East alone, you've got a lot of young quarterbacks because Josh Allen's only going into his fourth year.
He's only 25 years old.
Yeah, so you have that going on. And so I believe this is now Mel Kiper talking about the AFC East and the young quarterbacks in this division.
They dominated this division because they hit one a sixth-round pick who's the greatest of all time in Tom Brady. And I think he sees Josh Allen dominating this division maybe for the next 10 to 15 years. We can't have that. We got Tua maybe improving and being the guy in Miami. We'll see about that. We have Zach Wilson. Okay, he's going to be the next superstar. We got to win this division. We got to have the best quarterback or be right there with that guy. And that wasn't going to be Cam Newton.
And that was, he was really using the Patriots as the reference to why Mac Jones, why they go with him, they take him 15th. And looking at the division, they were, you know, the funny thing is about the 18 draft is that was Josh Allen. That was
Lamar Jackson.
That was, no. I'm talking about just in the division alone, the young quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You had Sam. And then obviously then Miami went and got Tua. And then you had Tom Brady. And you figured, all right, but then Tom Brady ended up leaving. Point is that was supposed to be all these young guys pushing Tom. Now that Tom's out of there, it's like the Patriots, do they have the best quarterback in the division anymore? Will they? At some point.
I think they have the worst. And if Miami, listen, I understand that the seats, you know, that Tua believes he's the starting quarterback and he got the vote of confidence. Like I said, head coaches are only as faithful as their options. And if that option becomes Deshaun Watson, then talk about a division.
I already forgot about Josh Rosen. Miami took Josh Rosen.
Well, no. Miami got Josh Rosen, I should say.
Arizona took him, then they moved on from him. So at one point, it felt like you have these three and then you have Tom Brady. Yeah. And that certainly didn't last already in Miami. They moved on. They have Tua. It's just there's been a lot of carousel going on with quarterbacks. And Tom Brady was the constant for 20 years.
It hasn't been any superstar quarterbacks in this division until Josh Allen came over and took it over consistently. We think that he has staying power. So now you talk about the young guns here can potentially be a battle like where you have the best. Like we've seen like, okay, Eli over here, but then Phillips over there. These guys are all in the same division, and arguably they could be considered top 10 or top 15 quarterbacks in short order.
It's going to be a really – this division is going to be the most intriguing. The NFC West this year is the most intriguing division in the league. But as far as future potential at quarterback, the AFC East is one to watch because you've got some guys that are very high taken in the draft that are very highly thought of. And then, of course, there's Mac Jones and already being handed the reins in New England. So here's the question for you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 5 years from now, when we look up and we're looking at the AFC East, which of these quarterback starters will still be with their teams? That includes Tua. Obviously, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Josh Allen. Who will still be there and who will already be gone? It's only 5 years. Remember, your rookie deal is 5 years. Who will it be? Again, 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we'll get rolling with the calls. We got a lot more to do with you. Mort's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. We got some NBA to get to as well. It's busy. It's Thursday, and we are a week away from the start of the NFL season. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. You get us on the ESPN app as well, Sirius XM Channel 80.
What was the question again? We was on break so long.
I know. It's a simple question, though.
Okay.
AFC East. You've got yourself now a whole slew of young quarterbacks.
Oh, lot of studs.
It's amazing.
Allegedly.
Josh Allen is the oldest, most experienced out of the four teams, and he's an MVP kind of candidate type player. Like, he's ready to take that leap, or at least we think he is, right? So you have him, and then, of course, you have
the chosen
Tua
one.
In his second season. In Miami. And then there's the two rookies, Mac Jones in New England and Zach Wilson in New York, where – a lot of people are – I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore.
You know
first,
what?
I'm hearing Aaron Rodgers. Now I'm hearing Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Aaron Rodgers said it.
And then Romo's even saying he's going
nice
to be
things,
a top
Alan.
Three to five
Alan,
quarterback.
You can have nice things. And you know what's the funniest thing I heard today?
I'm afraid to believe.
The funniest thing I heard today was, like, Nick Saban talking about what – what Mac Jones did. He's like, Mac Jones knew he needed to get stronger and gain weight. I said, that's how he gained? That's getting stronger? Have you seen his body?
Maybe we'll – I don't know if that's supposed to be audio files.
I'll put John Winthorpe's body up against Mac Jones right now. I'm putting 100,000.
I heard you tell Greeny.
I'm putting 100,000.
I heard you tell Greeny on Get Up, go ahead, rip open that shirt and show off your sternum. Is that what you said?
Mac Jones got one of the worst. He looked like what would happen if you dehydrated Nick Mangold. Like dehydrate him dehydrate him like a pineapple.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, how's it working out for him? So anyway, that's the question: is out of those quarterbacks now, 5 years from now, which is the rookie deal is 5 years, and we're already seeing the 18 quarterbacks. Sam Darnold's on his second team. Josh Rosen's on how? I can't keep counting now. How many teams?
He's now getting mail at five different locations.
Least, right.
He's in Atlanta right now for those who may not know.
So, not everybody gets through. And Baker Mayfield, obviously, he is, doing very well. And then Josh. And then Lamar Jackson already has an MVP. So, 5 years from now, this class in the AFC, now I'm talking about, 5 years from now, AFC East, two is in his second year. Right, again, the two rookies and then Josh Allen. Who will still be with their team thriving and who will be gone? Mm. That's what I'm asking. So let's go to the Dr. Pepper call in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and ask Ken in Queens to start us off. Hey, Ken, good morning. Or good afternoon, I should say.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm a Jets fan. I hope that Zach Wilson is the real deal, but let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let me remind you 2 years ago of the NFC East quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. Dwayne Haskins, Carson Wentz.
Wow. That's true.
You NFC see where East, I'm going here?
Yeah, NFC East had a very similar
not
look.
The teams, and two that are question marks right now.
Isn't that amazing? Think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
I hope I'm wrong, I don't want you guys to fall for the banana in your tailpipe. That's what I would say.
If we had a t-shirt for caller today, he would get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Already. Yeah, first
Ken,
call.
Ken,
first call.
Ken out of listen, the gate listen, starting
listen.
Out strong.
You remember Bad Boys? From now, that's how you drive. That's how you drive. So now, whatever the next caller's got to follow that, that's the expectation.
All right, Jeremy in Illinois, can you match that intensity? Jeremy.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Glad I could be on here. But, awesome. Yeah, I will try to match that intensity. Panning off of what he was just saying, Mac Jones is being handed the reins. He's not the first rookie quarterback to be handed the reins, but to a prestigious franchise for sure. I think we got to pump the brakes on all the hype you guys give him because let's say these guys don't have enough pressure as it is, moving to a new city, starting for an NFL team, living their dreams. I mean, let's be real. I mean, I think we pumped too much into him.
I'm telling you, Jeremy, and the problem is that it's you're saying you guys, we have NFL experts. That's what they're here to do. And they're the ones, and thanks for the call, Jeremy, and it's a good call by Jeremy also. They're the ones that are saying, Mac Jones, and it's looks like, plays like, lets them play the way, and then into Tom Brady. And when you do that, yeah. I'm sorry, the hype machine gets cranked up to 100.
And this is the thing, though, right? He could be a good quarterback. But the expectation now is for him to be a great quarterback.
Super Bowls.
Right. And that's what it is. And the problem is he went to a team that has a great personnel that usually had a reservation for the playoffs every year, mm-hmm. usually had a reservation to win the division every year. So now the expectation is everything around Daniel Jones is Super Bowl caliber. Can he rise up and can he be that guy? So the thing is, like,
same thing for Mac Jones and the Patriots.
Yeah, see, but Zach, that's what I'm talking about. So like, that's what I'm talking about, Mac Jones. So Zach Wilson, did I say Zach Wilson?
You said Daniel Jones.
Okay, so Zach Wilson, right? The expectations are high, so he can just look like he can throw the ball in the right direction.
Yeah, just be capable, and we'll be excited. But for right. Mac Jones, it's don't be the reason why your team doesn't win.
Right, and the thing is, and why I say it's different from when it was when Tom Brady got in, is that now the field is a lot harder, right? You're not going against some aging quarterbacks. Like for a long time, the two best quarterbacks in the AFC was Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, right? And Peyton Manning was a little older. Now, if Mac Jones is want to be considered one of the upper echelon's quarterbacks, he's got to be able to beat Lamar Jackson. He's got to be able to beat Patrick Mahomes. He has to be able to beat Sam Darnold.
But does he, though?
Yes.
Because his defense has to do that. All he has to do is not turn the ball over.
But if he loses to those guys, at some point he's going to have to make a play. So he is like Tom Brady only had to go through Peyton Manning for the most part. Right? It was every once in a while Steve McNair would be okay or somebody else would
Hang
be okay.
But Brady only had to go through Peyton Manning?
Are you forgetting Pittsburgh? From the AFC.
Pittsburgh?
Okay, in Pittsburgh, right? So that's three teams.
You
right?
also played on two teams that he had to deal with.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I'm talking about Baltimore Ravens and
the New York Jets.
I'm talking about where he looks over the sideline, he sees his equal or somebody who's superior.
The other quarterback?
The quarterbacks, right. right? You know, Tom Brady, but still, he can say, I appreciate Ben Roethlisberger, but I'm a little bit better than him. I believe he's a little young. He's not ready yet.
I mean, Philip Rivers was in the conference, too.
Yeah, but Philip Rivers never won anything.
Well, but they were, I mean, they were good.
We have proven young quarterbacks now, right? You know, you talk about Patrick Mahomes. He already has a championship. Lamar Jackson has an MVP. Josh Allen is considered the next coming. Baker Mayfield is considered on the best field. Like, Baker Mayfield has the equal team to him, mm-hmm. but Baker Mayfield is considered or maybe a little better quarterback than him. So, like, he has four guys that can knock him off.
I don't know if Baker might be the same quarterback just a couple of years ahead. He could end up being that. Mac Jones got an arm. He's been a winner in college. He understands that stuff. He's coming from a winning program.
So,
and he's in a system that they believe that he's going to be he's going to be able to help them win. And then all the pieces around him will certainly do it. They spend enough money doing that. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. We did get a couple of tweets on the @BartonHahn Dr. Pepper Twitter line. Do you want to get a couple of these real quick? Because there's some other questions around the NFL that people want to get to with you.
Okay.
All right. Dylan, why is everyone sleeping so hard on the Saints? Can you give me that answer in about 30 seconds?
Well, because Jameis Winston, right? He's the unknown. No risky, no bisky. Like, we know that, you know, he's the gift that keeps on giving. We know that the ball is going to be completed, but in Jameis history, we don't know if it's going to be completed to his team or the other team.
Right.
You know, but from all indications, Jameis looks like he can be able to be a quarterback that can push the ball down the field. But without no Michael Thomas, like, you don't know if Alvin Kamara can carry the entire load. There's a lot of question marks there.
And Michael now Thomas on the pup list for now, right?
And now they're displaced. So how does that affect them? Yeah. They're going to be displaced for the first month. So
they're practicing at
they're practicing TCU.
TCU, right? And then they're going to play in Jacksonville,
right?
For their season opener on Sunday. All right, another question again, quickly. Brochoa asks, can we talk if Larry Fitzgerald will be suiting up this year? Cardinals fan. I feel like if he was going to play, he'd already be there. And at the fact that he's not sure tells me he's half retired. When you're half retired, you're already retired.
Yeah, but as a receiver, he might want to see how the team progress, how they look. And, you know, maybe somebody goes down, they don't have a lot of depth. You know, it's A.J. Green, and he can say, you know what? I'm coming back, right? And he can come back, and he can be rested. He can work his way slowly. And he say, listen, I only have to be good for a little bit, right? Remember Junior Seau was doing a TV show on Thursdays. He would show up for the games. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Larry Fitzgerald don't need to learn how to run a route. If he knows the offense.
True. And they've got some depth there, obviously, in the receiver.
Yeah, A.J. Green. Yep. You think about Christian Kirk.
D-Hop.
Rondale Moore. Like, to me, it's Percy Harvin, 2.0, and Hop.
Yeah, no. They that'll be an interesting one, too, because obviously the one thing you want to see with Larry Fitzgerald at this point is, can he get a ring? I mean, just win a Super Bowl. And I don't know if the Cardinals
right now he's Gary Payton. He's Karl Malone. He's just trying to find one
He's Carmelo Anthony.
Exactly.
He's Carmelo Anthony.
He's male.
And he'd probably want to stay loyal to the Cardinals because that's, I mean, well, he's been everything
he's
in
been
that market.
One.
Yeah, I mean, win one.
Yeah.
I mean, get a ring, man.
Just win,
especially
baby.
A guy like that.
Just win.
Speaking of winning, the Yankees stopped a losing streak, and it was their stopper that got it done when they needed him most. Here's the question, though. Is it enough to believe the Yankees can still contend for a World Series? We'll discuss that. More of your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Do some making moves here. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Before we get to the moves that are being made by the Yankees, let's tell you that about the summer of Dash Pass, and members are getting $10 off groceries, alcohol, and pet food. Because summer, try Dash Pass for free and get year-round savings, exclusive menu items, and zero delivery fees now in the DoorDash app. Terms and conditions apply. How about this for making moves? The Yankees put a stop to their four-game losing streak. They beat the Angels last night 3-1. They do so. Was it 3-1 or 4-1? I don't know why. I just said
close enough.
I think it was 3. Was
Shohei Ohtani.
Yes. Well, three times. That's the three in my head. Three times Ohtani struck out. Gerrit Cole was dominant. 15 strikeouts in this performance. And since he came back from COVID, he's been nearly unhittable. 39 strikeouts, four walks. Of course, 15 of the 39 came yesterday. Two earned runs in the four starts. And again, like I mentioned, Ohtani faced him three times, and all three times he struck out.
I mean,
32 swings and misses also by the Angels against Gerrit Cole. So you talk about a stopper. That was a much-needed stop. And now the Yankees move on to play the Orioles as they come home.
Homecoming.
So 22-8 in August. They, you know, since the start of August, I should say. Now we're in September. 31-13 since the All-Star break. So the Yankees' second half of the season has been more like what we'd expect. But Bart, what more can we expect? It's just hard to believe they're going to catch Tampa, even though Tampa lost last night.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe they're going to catch them for the division, so they're going to probably have to play in a wild card. And Gerrit Cole, you got to start him in that game.
That mean? Yeah, that's the issue, right? So, I mean, now who are you going to depend on second? Is it going to be a bullpen game for the second one? Who's their second starter?
Well, I mean, who's it supposed to be, or who do you believe in? Look, you also got a clean ninth from Aroldis Chapman. That's also helpful.
I'm just saying.
But Gerrit Cole, like I mentioned, he's been dominant. And last night, as dominant as we've seen, in fact,
did we check his hat?
Stop it. Here's Gerrit Cole on, of course, his dominance last night against the Angels and especially Ohtani.
I thought it was a combination of a few things. We were executing really well, four pitches. Thought that we were unpredictable and able to use the fastball and challenge guys over the plate once we got the lead, you know, so that's helpful.
One thing to mention, talking about the lead, yeah, it was 4-1, that we mentioned,
eight
is Aaron Judge hitting his 30th home run now. And he has been on a tear.
And Stanton was on a tear. Like
Stanton has 25 home runs as well. Aaron Judge, you know, is that the best way to put it? But he has had a very strong season, and he had to.
Well,
he had to have a healthy season. He had to give you 30-plus home runs. We all know it's going to be soon time to pay him. Yeah. And this has been an important season for him. But, Bart, I asked the question, as the Dodgers moved into first place now in their division, as they keep winning,
the Giants,
well, I mean, you know, it's going to happen. The Dodgers are just that good. But what are the Yankees a real contender? Or is it the fact that you don't have enough pitching to get out of a division series? If Gerrit Cole, if you use him in a wild card, you get him once in the division series.
There's too many warts, I think, on this team, right? And listen, we can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And listen, all the things that concerned us at the beginning of this season where they were struggling still concerns me. I mean, Chapman is too up and down, and you don't know if he's going to be up or down in a pivotal moment. And if somebody can kind of keep the game close with Cole, do you trust them coming in? Yeah, Johnny Loaisiga, you can put him anywhere, right? He comes in, he can give you two innings. But then who's closing? That's what concerns you about
Zach
this
Britton
team.
Zach Britton certainly isn't going to be that guy now at this point.
Right, so that's what concerns you. You know, I'm concerned, right? And, you know, the problem is because they went on a winning streak with 13 wins, expectations shot back up sky high. Oh, look,
well,
Rizzo, they
got back to being
the
team.
Left-handed bats, right.
They got back to being the team you thought they were going to be from the beginning.
But you can't stay consistent that way, right? And they're doing the little things a little bit more. I mean, I think they set down a bunt yesterday. They did the little things that Yankees never did, being able to move runners across and stuff like that.
Now, they're a much different looking team after making the trade.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
after getting Rizzo, you know, obviously, after getting Gallo, they get the lefties in there. They have been a much different looking team.
But are you taking them over Houston?
I can't, no.
You can't definitively take them over anybody, right?
I can't take them over Tampa. Because Tampa has your number, especially in the playoffs.
They get in a wild card, anything can happen.
Of course, anything can happen.
But what I'm saying is, like, it's a one-game playoff, and if somebody got a close, how many innings are you going to ask for Gerrit Cole?
Right.
That
is obviously the biggest problem. That is the problem. Pitching, once again, as it usually is for any teams that are struggling, pitching is their biggest issue, and pitching is going to be their biggest question. But
they got Keuchel's coming back,
there
right?
There is no question with Gerrit Cole. I mean, that's pretty clear. He has been spectacular since he's been back from COVID.
I counted him touching a hat 8 times.
Why would you
I'm
do
just
that?
Saying. I'm just saying. Why are you putting that out there? Touch a hat 8 times.
What are you trying to say?
In the clip, I just saw 8 times. Spider Tacky 3,000.
But we're not talking a lot about Spider Tech anymore, are we?
That's crazy, right?
But we are talking more NFL. And coming up, here's a question. Does Cam Newton still have a future in the NFL? If he does, our next guest will know.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.